Where's Gavin? Newsom has disappeared from view since October 27. By Joel B. Polak on November 7, 2021. California Gavin Newsom has canceled his plans to attend the Glasgow, Scotland Climate Summit and has been out of sight since October 27. According to the Associated Press, which cites a claim that the governor is dealing with private family business. Newsom abruptly pulled out of the climate conference. According to the Associated Press, a summit he had been planning to attend with nearly two dozen members of his administration and the state legislature, who are still jetting to Scotland. The Associated Press reported, via ABC7. A week after abruptly canceling plans to attend the United Nations Climate Summit in Scotland, California Governor Gavin Newsom has receded from public view to deal with unspecific family obligations. When the surprising announcement was made October 29, a spokesperson said Newsom planned to participate virtually in the conference this week. But the California delegation's schedule at the meeting this week, released by the governor's office, did not include Newsom. It's rare, but not unprecedented, for Newsom to go a whole week without some type of appearance. Such absences are usually explained, including when Newsom leaves the state for vacation. In this case, the only statement from Newsom's office came October 29 and referred to unspecified family obligations. No additional information about the family's circumstances has been released. Newsom defeated a recall effort in September. The state legislature does not reconvene until January. However, the state faces a crisis at its ports, with well over 100 ships anchored off Los Angeles and Long Beach. California is also in the midst of a crippling drought and wildfire season. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.